This is a podcast from the children's radio station Fun Kids. Listen on DAB digital radio across the UK or online at funkidslive.com. So I'm joined in the studio by Harriet Muncaster. Hello.
Hello. Hi.
Now, thank you so much for coming back to Fun Kids. Got a brand new book in the Isadora Moon series. Tell me all about it.
Okay, so Isadora Moon Has a Sleepover is a story about where Isadora Moon goes and stays at her best friend Zoe's house, and she experiences a human sleepover. And also, there's another whole thread about a baking competition that they're doing at school. And Isadora and Zoe have to bake the most spectacular cake to try and win this competition at school. But they get a little carried away with using magic while they're making it.
Yes, it's fair to say Zoe maybe leads her a little bit astray, would you say?
Yeah, and then Isadora has to sort of work out what's the right thing to do, because she's realised they may have slightly cheated, really, with their cake.
And they're influenced by a show on TV, which were you influenced perhaps by The Great British Bake Off?
I guess it probably was in the back of my mind a bit, yeah. Yeah, so their show is called Sponge and Sprinkles. And yeah, it probably was slightly influenced by the Great British Bake Off.
Everyone loves cake, though. Everyone loves that kind of like being at home and making something. And the girls get together and they make this quite impressive cake. Can you tell our listeners the layers? I think there's lots of different flavours in it. Is that right?
Yeah. So they make a massive 5-layered cake.
It is beautiful. In the pictures in the book, you can see it's just like this most... If you were to imagine the best cake ever, you would probably imagine that cake. It is quite exciting. And there are like magical sprinkles on the top of it and like little fireworks and that kind of thing.
Yeah, little sparks shooting off it. And it's lots of interesting flavours. I think they have lemon and raspberries and chocolate and pumpkin is one of the layers, and coffee to try and encourage the teacher to like it, because their teacher loves drinking coffee, so they thought that might be a good idea.
That is an excellent bribe, isn't it?
Yeah.
So what else do they get up to on their sleepover? Because I used to love sleepovers. What do they get to do?
So they do a lot of dressing up at first. They obviously bake the cake. That's quite a main thing. They tell ghost stories together. Isadora Moon has a special magical blow-up fairy cloud, sort of big pink fluffy cloud as her mattress that her mum has packed for her, because her mum's a fairy. So they both sleep on that together and it's very bouncy. And she also enjoys experiencing an electric toothbrush, because she's never seen one of those before, and Zoe has one. And she puts some toothpaste on that and goes splats all over the bathroom, because she's not sure how to use it at first.
Because we should say, if people haven't read the series before, that she's quite an interesting character, because her mum's a fairy and her dad's a vampire. So it's quite a big family background there.
Yeah, so she's a vampire fairy and she's not used to the human. Well, she's a bit used to it now because she goes to a human school. But originally she wasn't, and her parents didn't really integrate in human society. So, yeah.
Is there anything in particular that's been really fun to write about from the point of view of non-humans? Like the toothbrush thing, like just kind of doing it and be like, oh, this is really weird.
There's quite a few things that are very new experiences for Isadora that are just normal for us. For example, when Isadora Moon has a birthday, she desperately wants a human birthday party. Like she's been to lots of human birthday parties at school and had bouncy castles and jelly and ice cream and all that sort of thing. And her mum and dad have no idea how to host a human birthday party, and because they're used to vampire parties and fairy parties, which are very different. So there's just an example. But there's just like so many little things in Isadora's life are quite new to her, because her mum and dad are very, I don't know, not knowing about human things.
I also love that Zoe made fairy bread.
Oh, yeah.
It's just really cute, and it's something that my Australian friends know quite a lot about.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I've never had it before, but it looks delicious.
Yeah, see, I don't know how many people knew about fairy bread, but when I was little, it was a thing, and it was basically a piece of white bread with butter on it, and then you just get some hundreds and thousands and sprinkle them on and eat it, and it's just crunchy and buttery. And I mean, I probably wouldn't enjoy it now, but I loved it as a child.
It is meant to be like a delicious, almost cakey kind of thing, isn't it?
Yeah. Yeah, and it was called fairy bread. But yeah, I think quite a few people have heard of it.
Yeah, I think so, yeah. I really want to try it. Yeah. What's your favourite cake?
Oh, probably chocolate and cherry maybe.
Oh, nice. Yeah. Little Black Forest kind of situation going on there. Yeah. That's delicious. We should also say as well, I don't want to give away what happens in the book, but at the end of the book, there is, you've got like activities and stuff to do on a sleepover, which is cool.
Oh yeah. So in the back of Sleeper, yeah, there are a few there's a recipe. I think there is a quiz or there's a build a story. Yeah, there's a few little extra things to do at the back of the book as well.
Yeah, that was really sweet. It's a nice little surprise at the end of it because you get like more stuff in the book, basically.
Yeah.
So what else is Isadora going to be up to? Because you have written loads of Isadora stories. What else has she got on the go?
What's coming up next?
Yeah, yeah.
The next one, I don't know if I'm allowed to say what it's called or anything, but it is more on the vampire-y side. So it's a bit more of a gothic one, this one. And she goes to a vampire ball.
That's exciting.
Yeah, on her dad's side of the family. So
cool. And do you have loads more books planned out in your head?
Yeah, I do have quite a few more in my head.
Brilliant.
So there is more Isadora coming.
Excellent stuff. Well, thank you so much for chatting to us, Harriet. That was
awesome. Thank you for having me.
So that was a podcast from the children's radio station Fun Kids. Listen on DAB digital radio across the UK or online at funkidslive.com.